You know what people around my part of the country call terrapin? A lot of people call them gophers.
Gophers? Well, we've got a regular gopher here that digs in the ground, you know. The terrapins and turtles and... We've got what they call a roadrunner, too. You got them down there?
Yeah.
Big old chicken-looking bird. That they ain't big as nothing, but they got a lot of feathers.
They run real fast?
They can run. Bet your life they can. You see them out here in these country roads, you'd like to see one anytime. Just run across the road. Looks like a sage hen. You ever see a sage hen?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen a pheasant, have you?
A what?
Pheasant.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a lot of different kind of quail here. We got two... He's top-notch quail and a regular Bob White.
Mm-hmm.
I'm across the desert out here and see them quail out on the desert. Now, them things have run shown up.
Is that right?
Yeah, them blue quail.
Oh.
But you can't hunt them out there on that desert with dogs or heck. There's too much cactus and stuff like that. Eat it all up.
I bet it will.
I was out there at Barstow, I believe it was, and there's no sheriff out there. At Barstow that raised these quail. And whether he raised them to turn them out or not, I've been down there and seen where he had 200 or 300 of them in pens raising them, you know. And we had a John Dixon here that had a quail farm right out here on this road, right back to the old treating plant road out here, which is about a mile and a half or two out there. Where do you live, in Alabama? What part of Alabama?
Troy.
Troy?
It's in the southeastern part.
That ain't too far from the Atlantic, is it?
It's about 200 miles.
Is it? Well, now, Macon, Georgia is pretty close to the Atlantic, ain't it?
I'm not sure, to tell you the truth. I don't think it's too far away.
Savannah?
Right.
My dad raised down in there. Savannah, Macon, farm down there.
Did you say you'd ever been over there?
I've been over to the Callaway Garden. That's about
the
one I've
been.
And I never did get down there to see any of them, because I was afraid I couldn't find them. They live down around Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you what you know, this rag that you use when you're washing dishes.
Dish rag?
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Well, what about the one that you use when you dry them?
They've been called tea towels and dish rags. dish towel.
Mm-hmm.
Dry them with.
Well, what, you know, this thing that you use to bathe your face?
Well, that's a wash rag.
Wash rag. And the big one that you dry off with?
Yeah, that's a big towel.
Okay.
Some of them got bath towels. Some of them, they just big towels.
You know that thing in your sink that the water comes out of? What do you call that?
The faucet, or... That comes out of the faucet. They've got another name for them. In the sink now, there's usually two of them. One on each side, one pocket, but it runs hot or cold, either
mm-hmm.
one. They've got them now that you just mash down on them, you know, and
mm-hmm.
push them over one side or the other side.
Well, what about the things out in your yard, you know, that you hook up your hose to?
That's the outside pocket like that there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used that sprinkler on that last night out there. I think it's still out there in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Might have to turn it on again about tomorrow night. That centipede grass is better than the St. Augustine grass.
Mm-hmm.
See how it died out around here?
Oh, yeah.
That freeze got that. That centipede I planted right over there, come over right behind you down here.
Mm-hmm.